Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Mike, we have really bantered back and forth here quite a bit. We've got the insane video the guys did queue up. I wanted to play this for you since you talked about it. It's up at drudgereport.com. It's also now at infowars.com. Video, Planned Parenthood official argues for right to post-birth abortion, and it breaks it all down. Pretty amazing here. Let's go ahead and play a clip from that.
You're in the committee room whenever I asked Representative Pigman the question about what happens in a situation where a baby is alive, breathing on a table, moving. What do your physicians do at that point?
I do not have that information. I am not a physician. I'm not an abortion provider. So I do not have that information.
Hello? Go ahead, sir. I understand that you're not a physician, but you do represent physicians who do perform this activity. Can you tell me what happens when a baby is alive on the table? At that point, what do they do with the baby that is struggling to live?
You're recognized.
I don't know, and as has been referenced earlier, you know, we don't know even how prevalent this situation is.
I don't know how else I can get an answer, Mr. Chairman.
Well, let's stop right there. It goes on and on and on, and then they talk about, well, yeah, you know, get rid of the baby if we need to, or just leave it up to the parent. The point is, see, now you see the baby. They have to kill the baby up in the vaginal canal when it's that big. That's how they get it out, for those that don't know. People say, I don't want to hear this. Well, it's happening. When you see it, you turn against it. So they kill the baby right there. But a lot of times the baby comes all the way out, so they kill it, or they put it in a bucket of water to drown. And people see this and freak out, even the abortion people that aren't totally into Satanism. A lot of times the doctors are Satanists that's come out. And so what's happening here is, They have a problem now, because now it's outside the womb and they haven't changed the law yet, and so they're moving to change the law to go ahead and just kill babies up to age 3. That's what's being called for. Mike, and I think we should get behind this. We're liberal.
You know, look at the contradiction in the liberal philosophy on babies and children. Killing children at Sandy Hook, a tragedy.
Well, they did it. So, yeah.
But they will use that
exactly. That's
for their political gain. But killing babies that have just been born, they think, oh, that's totally okay. Totally okay. So at what point, I mean, you think about these, you can't even call them liberals. What do you call them, the radical left?
I call them demons masquerading as high and mighty people that sit like Moses on the mountain and tell us that they are our bosses. Authoritarian, snot-nosed cowards.
Pretty good.
Who've woven a spell on us, so we've bowed down to them and let them wreck society.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I always liked your descriptions there. But
power-worshipping, sniveling scum. Control freak bastards.
The
forces of hell.
Yes, yes. But they don't value any lives of any children, no matter whether they're just born babies or children in the schools. They would love more children to die in the schools because it would give people like Bloomberg more power.
Well, they've run all these shootings. We've caught them. Bloomberg was ready. It came out and they spun it. Well, of course he tweeted in 2 minutes after.
Yeah, probably getting texted by the shooter. Yeah, the job is done. Go ahead, you know, proceed.
Well, the cops caught the guy in the shooter outfit. And then said, no, that never happened, even though it's on video. And then we got the arrest level that got expunged.
Hey, what do you think the next big false flag attack is going to be?
I think they might kill 500 kids. I mean, you know,
I think it might be a radiological attack.
Oh, I've been saying nuke. They're geared up. Nuke stuff. Say the Patriots did it.
Yeah.
And the Lemmings will call. I mean, if Obama said, kill all children under age 5, they're terrorists, liberals would feed them into garbage disposal.
I think they're willing to kill a million people.
I agree. No, they're getting ready for total death. And we're just here freaking out watching it happen.
No, and then at that point, somehow, we will still be wrong for warning people about it.
Oh, no, we'll, exactly.
It'll be our fault, they'll say. Because we warn people about it, and it's better to be ignorant. You know, why don't the radical left just do the post-birth abortions on each other?
Yeah, there's too many people. Like, you guys can blow each other's heads off.
That's what they want. Let them do it to themselves.
Good job, Mike. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Much for joining us. This is a Twilight Zone episode of the radio broadcast. Driving into work today, a giant piece of plastic blew out of a refuse city truck and enveloped my vehicle, and I was blind. It almost had a wreck, and no one seemed to care. Everybody just went along their merry way, just like no one seems to care that tyranny is taking over, or a woman can be raped in public and left to bleed to death in the street of Toronto or New York, and no one helps them. It just shows a nation, a world of mesmerized lemmings that don't see themselves as actually affecting the world, but see themselves as spineless creatures. People would go about their business on any front, unless the mainstream media says something's a big issue, and then people are very freaked out. I mean, there's even a lot of, quote, mainline conservatives that are like, we better turn our guns in. The Southern Baptist Convention, the Vatican, and officially says, ban the Second Amendment, turn all your guns in. And it's of the Lord to do it, of course, and because of the children of Sandy Hook. And Everyone says you're cowardly, you're degenerate. Everyone in Hollywood, basically, if you don't turn your guns in, well, they have bodyguards and own guns. But, oh, it's not scary when the government has guns and are the only ones with guns. And forget logic and common sense. It's an enemy. It's a menace. It's a big problem. It doesn't matter that Switzerland has the lowest crime rate in the world. It doesn't because they have total gun ownership. It doesn't matter if we're close to total gun ownership. It doesn't matter if the United States, since guns have reproliferated since 1991, has had a 49% drop in violent crime rates, FBI statistics. None of that matters because we are collectively guilty. And we've now got the Shepard Fairey guy who got caught lying about copyrights and things, and reportedly, he's come out and said that basically you're a Satanist if you own guns, unless the government has them, or when he's promoting Mao Zedong or Che Guevara, mass murderers, they're allowed to have guns, just not anybody who's for freedom. Oh, whoa, that's Satan. And he's got that new poster out. That's up at Infowars.com. There's a big article about that today. Just an example of their incredible hypocrisy. Oh, let me show you who's scary having guns. Let's punch up drudgereport.com right now for TV viewers. Radio listeners can go there. The little swollen, pudgy-faced guy who couldn't fight his way out of an invisible paper bag, couldn't fight his way out of a flock of butterflies flying his direction. That would blow him over. And in fact, it's the thought of a breeze would blow him over. But now he's all basically possessed now, all crazy-eyed, with maps demanding where the missiles be targeted and where he mainly demands they be targeted. This is no April Fool's early, ladies and gentlemen. He is demanding that Austin, Texas be targeted immediately. I love it. Oh, my gosh. I had this thought. Because I know I've read the MO on this guy just a year ago. You know, he was in Switzerland and basically pampered there at some ultra elite bubble bubble school for the elite's children. And then he's obsessed with Hollywood, obsessed with pop culture, and obsessed with him in the press. And you know I've talked about what a degenerate, weak, ugly coward he is. I've talked about how I know the globalists are corrupt and evil and are using North Korea through China, who the globalists manipulate to heighten tensions. But that is, look at the photo. Let's punch it up. The psychopath generals, every one of them, a picture tells a trillion words of just how pathetic they are. I mean, look at the dope next to him with some, like French field marshal de Gaulle hat on. Those are the missile commanders in their little outfits. I mean, they just look like complete lunatics. And you got to remember, these guys literally, the main food staple is babies over there. And millions of years starving to death. They break up the families at birth and then breed humans like animals in their own words. And take the children like eggs that you take from a hen. This is the god of the state. All of you that believe in the state, here it is. They can't even make their own cars. When they have military parades, there'll be like three vehicles, and it'll be 57 Chevys they bought through third parties. Routinely the limo will break down that he's in, and it's just total la la land with a bunch of crazy perverts with machine guns oppressing their people who are basically like in the 17th century. Many sociologists compare it they call it the hermit empire. I mean, it's just la-la land. Only two cities have energy part of the time now. You can see that from satellite. And it is just lunatic land. And he is seen in the state-run videos and photos commanding where he wants the missiles to hit. And I just had this weird thought when I was talking about, because we make fun of him a lot, and it's viral, and people see it all over the world that he's probably watching the show. You will die someday, you little coward, just like your degenerate father and his degenerate mass-murdering father, okay? You little piece of trash. And of course, no, and Austin's such a military target. I got a gut feeling that the little turd watches this show, and that's good. Reportedly, he also is very upset about things like Team America. You know, as pathetic as your dad was, you're even more pathetic. And Dennis Rodman is a traitor to humanity because we know, everyone knows North Korea is the personification of joke evil. But it's not a joke for those they're killing and torturing and feeding off of, literally. Okay, but you are the god of the state, and look how pathetic you are. And look at the manifestation of the hereditary king. When they already call them royalty. They already call them gods over there. That is royalty. Kim Jong-un is royalty. So all of you that worship Queen Elizabeth II and all those degenerates and Prince Charles, you're just as pathetic. But because their line goes back to Transylvania and some of the oldest German bloodlines out of Transylvania over 1,000 years ago and 700 years ago, turning back the Muslim invasion in the Crusades. That's why the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas are the dominant global bloodline. They've even knocked out the other two bloodlines. Is because they were the dominant frontline groups that were the continued war zone during the Muslim invasions. Say southern Spain was as well. History's just amazing. I don't know why I'm going off into a story about that. And so 700, 800 years later, the world is basically run by these people. But they're smart. They act like they don't have power because they do have power. It's like the Rothschilds. Now, they've sued newspapers who say they're secretly puppet masters that own all the big Russian oligarchs, and then it comes out that they basically do in court. Blew up in their face. So it shows there's still some justice in the courts, I guess, somewhere. But, I mean, going back to this, unhinged, Kim to bomb D.C., oh, boy, L.A. and Austin. Number one, their missiles can't even hardly get to Japan. I mean, technically, they've got designs that are supposedly able to hit the West Coast. They fire them one direction. They can also try to fire them over the poles, maybe hit Chicago, maybe hit Detroit, maybe hit, and I've looked at the missile maps. Number one, they can't even the missile work perfectly, which they can't even get them off the launch pad properly. They could not hit L.A. It's too far south, and they could not certainly hit Austin. Austin's about the furthest target, except maybe Florida, from North Korea there is. I mean, it is just absolute. I mean, look at that person. Look at him sitting there with the personification of Paper Tiger picking the targets on North Korean news. And there's no need for them to even send out video, though they sent out some, because most people don't even have televisions there. By the way, I've read some of the translations. They also put out an English version once a week. You listen to it on shortwave. I actually found it once, then found it online. North Korean radio. And they say he makes the birds sing. And, of course, wouldn't our government like to be like North Korea? Well, that's what it's striving for. It's what it's wishing to be. Look at this. Sex change operations covered under Obamacare. Isn't that just a special? That's on the Washington Examiner. And it's like that in San Francisco everywhere. But if you're an old lady and don't pay your property taxes because you can't, they're going to come and throw you out of your house and take it and sell it. But don't worry, sex changes. There's a big stack of articles with illegal aliens, not just in the Carolinas, but other places are being given driver's license and are legal now. And as a bunch of senators, Chucky Schumer and others, McCain, were on the border, illegals were coming over the fence while they were there. I mean, I live in Texas. Anytime I go to the border, it's just illegals going back and forth in front of Border Patrol. And the Border Patrol walks over and goes, "Got any beer in your truck?" And I'm like, man, I'm on vacation. I'm just like, come on, man. And then they go down and start giving tickets and arresting UT alumni lawyers who I just talked to for an hour in a natural hot tub. I'm leaving. When I was down in Big Bend, and they're down there just writing tickets, threatening to arrest people. That's all I know. And I'm talking to, like, these, you know, UT lawyers drinking two or three Coors Lights. And you can't do that in America. And the illegal aliens are going back and forth, riding horses. Horse walks up, starts pooping right there in front of the Border Patrol. I'm going, you going to do something about that? I got video of that. Illegal aliens riding around on horses on the U.S. side right by with their horse pooping. I'm sorry. I mean, this is America. Okay, we're going to pay for the sex changes. It's like, what, you hate transvestites? Man, give me a break. Okay? And they're doing all this on purpose. to just get everything so weird that, of course, we take old ladies' houses and pay for transvestites to have their, you know, their huevos, rancheros lopped off. I mean, you know, and if you don't like that, you go to the FEMA camp.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-501-0876. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-501-0876. That's 1-800-501-0876. 1-800-501-0876.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to premiere a video report and narrate part of it, because part of it is really only video of robbers and rapists and would-be killers being shot by gun owners. And the title of the video is Alex Jones. The title of the report is Alex Jones Calls for Gun Confiscation. And we're going to be premiering that video here on the radio and then posting to the front page of InfoWars.com in the next 20 minutes or so. In fact, will you tell the webmasters to post that to the front page in about 20 minutes? to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You know, I'm talking about the fact that they have illegal aliens build the border fence that has giant, quote, game migration route openings all up and down the fake fence. It's fake. They have 4-foot-high openings that are about 10 feet long. They vary the environmental, you know, the feds. So it's pointless. It's a joke fence that every 100 yards or so has an opening in it. In fact, Jim Mars texted me a photo when he was here in town. He texted it to me across the table. I said, let me have that photo. He was showing it to me. He was just down at the border a few months ago. And it shows the right there, the fence just comes and then just ends. And he was saying it was, I think he said it was Nuevo Laredo, right there in the city. It's just, why even build part of it? And it's all part of Welcome to Planet Hoax. That's right. They want to just get you accustomed to accepting being run over. And an example of that is, they say it's the law to take vaccines. There is no law that you have to take vaccines. It's all fraud. It's all lies. It's just like they say aspartame is good for you. That's a hoax. The literature admits, they admit it kills you. Gives you diabetes, cancer, you name it. I've read newspaper articles here. You see them where they say there are no side effects from flu shots or any other vaccine. Go to the CDC, get the insert. Says it'll kill you better than a hammer quite often. Guillain-Barré, permanent narcolepsy. How about you know, having convulsions all the time? How about some epilepsy? How's that sound? I mean, you know, that's why I'm so, quote, radical and yelling, screaming stuff. Because I'm like a cat in a cage being thrown in a river, and I'm trying to get out, man. I don't want to drown here. I mean, we're tyranny is coming up over our heads here. I'm like, hey, somebody wake up. The new magazine's out, ladies and gentlemen, and it's the 8th issue. And I have to say the crew, the magazine crew, just does a superlative job because we take a lot of the most important stories we've done, add graphics, documents, graphs, and then we also have some original, a lot of original content in it as well. But it's the most important news every month. You can buy them in bulk. And most, I think 5 of the 7 issues have completely sold out. So these usually sell out. Last month we printed, I don't know, like 120,000 extra. So we have a few of the last month's left. We're going to be, everybody who signs up now for a subscription, the next 1,000 people that sign up for the 12, you know, monthly issues sent to you at InfoWarsStore.com, we are going to send you the next 12 issues plus the last issues while supplies last. And it's a little over 1,000 copies that we have. So whoever signs up now, and again, I'm selling these at cost. I mean, yes, I'm a little giddy about it. I kind of get off on information warfare weapons. The whitest propaganda you'll find anywhere. And again, propaganda has a bad connotation. I'm explaining it to you so you're not ignorant. New listeners, because I've had some call and say, you admit you propaganda? The truth is self-evident. Propaganda just means information you use to push your view, your political view. That's the definition of propaganda. Go look it up. It's a little more technical than that, but there it is. There's white propaganda, gray propaganda, and black propaganda. And again, people then send me emails saying, why are you bashing black people? Or when I say white slavery is at all-time highs, they go, what about black slavery? White slavery means it's not seen as bad because the women live in palaces and you know, are sex slaves, like what the Saudi Arabians have. That's called white slavery. It's actually horrible, just as bad. They end up killing people and stuff, and you know, or when they get pregnant, they throw them out on the street. Propaganda, information especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. Now, see, that is a new definition. It shows that, like gay used to mean you were happy. So that is really the wrong definition. The dissemination of such information, put it back up, as a political strategy. That's really the old thing. But the point is, this is, ladies and gentlemen, a weapon. This is the 21st century version of the pamphleteers in the decade before 1776 to get our truth out. And if you watch every drama, every hospital show, every cop show, and every thriller show, everyone, I will be in a hotel room with my wife, and I'll go, let's turn on and see what's on TV. And every show, gun owners are terrorists, they're going to kill everyone. And there's a new show with psychopaths on Fox called The Following. where the worst people in it, I mean, the psychopath king really likes are constitutionalists. And when they say they're constitutionalists, we have video of this, everyone just staggers and goes, oh. Even the psychopaths are like, oh my God, it's so powerful and evil. There's nothing worse than constitutionalists that the police swear an oath to. Well, they're like, oh.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Through today only, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise.
Ladies and gentlemen, we know their game. You'd have to be lobotomized to not know it, but the public has been eased into it, so they're suspended disbelief. My wife tries to, you know, on the stair stepper or whatever, watch TV shows, late at night or in the morning or whatever, and she said every hospital show, every cop show, every drama, she says there is no show that she can watch, and it's upsetting because she just wants to some entertainment. She wants to be able to punch out. She wants nothing wrong with going and, you know, getting into fantasy or something. Except it is every show is gun owners or demons. Anyone who doesn't take vaccines is murdering children. Anyone that talks about liberties planning to nerve gas New York. I mean, these are some of the things I've seen. Anyone who talks about the Second Amendment and is a veteran, that really all white veterans have converted to Al-Qaeda. And so they're going to put that narrative out. And I told you 4 years ago, you'd start seeing that. American terrorist in Syria was working for CIA, says father. Well, I saw the videos the guy put out going, I'm former Marine, but now I fight for Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda's good. And I said, that's clearly an actor, a bad actor. And I said, they may do a fake arrest of him. I'm not even smart, folks. I don't know their playbook. Remember, I said that about 2 weeks ago. We covered it at the time. Watson wrote an article about him saying, why doesn't Obama drone this terrorist? And just because we pointed it out and others pointed it out and it was bad acting, they've done a fake arrest. And they've done this before where they admit that they'll arrest Al-Qaeda. And then 2 years later, they released him. He was really, that was a double cover. You know, he was brought in under arrest for his cover. It's standard. Four of the top leaders of Al-Qaeda, from Anwar al-Awlaki that dined secretly at the Pentagon, I told you they'd stage his death. I mean, he's with Whitman, Price, and Adad, basking in the Maui sun, his debt to society paid in full. It's a quote from The Running Man, a.k.a. short story by Stephen King. Oh, man, it's just a sea of garbage. And now his dad says, hey, my son shouldn't be grabbed by the FBI. He's CIA. And they'll guarantee the FBI will go, Dad, guarantee he's probably already got the call. In fact, try to get his call. His dad, guys, go after his dad. He's in there. His name's there. He's got a, you know, email accounts and stuff. Get him before the feds do. If they haven't called him, they are going to call him and say, "Hey, Dad, this is a cover story. Okay, your son's going to get out in a few months." But a lot of times they'll go ahead and burn their own people. Like Hal Turner, the big white supremacist leader who was always calling for me to be brought down. I said he was a Fed. It wasn't hard to know he was a Fed. It's like when you watch a Tide commercial, you go, that's an actor. Yeah, I mean, you could tell when bad actors are acting. We need an actor, Gary. Remember in Team America? The whole CIA group is basically a bunch of bad actors. That's ridiculous. Anyways, the point is Hal Turner's in federal court going, I was told to do this. Here's my national security letter. And the FBI comes in and goes, national security letter. Yes, it's true. He's our highest level operative, but it doesn't matter. National security. And he went to jail. He couldn't introduce in court. It was under orders. They national security and still sent him to jail. Just like you people, when you get caught torturing and there's blowback, they will send you to prison. They will hang you out to dry. And that's why there's a new video of the internal email out where and the Justice Department's confirmed they're telling all the Homeland Security people, you will be obedient. And they sent them the definition of obedience. You will do what you're told unquestioningly. That's not what you're supposed to do. Look at SPF Russian. They just raided the biggest gun show in the world, probably 100 million views a month. That's real power. And if the guy wasn't just goofing off all the time, which I get is popular, I'm not saying they're not really smart guys, people actually think he's Russian. It's an actor, folks. Now we're going to shoot the M4 carbine. It sounds more like Christopher Walken than he does a Russian. But the point is, they just raided him, saying we're looking to see if he stored tannerite incorrectly. You can go into any gun shop and for $10 buy a little keg of tannerite that just explodes and has a white flash, but isn't even hardly dangerous. It's not a real explosive. It's a stimulant. And they're wanting it banned, by the way. But they're calling it rulemaking. We're seeing if you violated our guidelines, is what the FBI and ATF are saying. 40 agents descended on him to see if, with a search warrant. And they said, we know he's using tannerite. We can see that. Folks, we've gone to the store and bought tannerite and gone and shot it. It's exploding targets for our little gun show. That's why they had a mainstream news article out yesterday I never even got to, where they were admitting, they had a former federal prosecutor saying, look, these internet laws that are already on the books are written to put anybody we want in jail who hasn't even done anything. And then he goes over how it, I mean, it's crazy. You know, you go to the store, you buy tannerite, you go out, you blow it up. The guy's had a show for like 3-4 years. It's very popular. And so they're trying to put him in jail for something he bought at the store. And, man, I see it all the time. I see the squad car videos where they'll pull a Patriot over. He's got an NRA sticker. And they'll go, what's this, bombs? And the guy will ask my jumper cables. In fact, I've even got a clip of that in Road to Tyranny. And I knew the guy. He'd been on the show before. Farrell Montgomery. Wasn't that his name? I'm trying to go from memory. Farrell Montgomery. They pull him over. They search his vehicle. And then they're on the news going, He was making pipe bombs, and they hold up jumper cables. And the public's like, send him to prison. That's a bomb. I mean, pretty soon, you know, this mouse to the computer, Alex Jones had a nuclear bomb. They could put it on the news. Here it is. Public, like, kill him, execute him. Here it is, the nuclear bomb, folks. I've got a nuclear bomb. It's right here. I'm so evil. But they could burn down Dorner in front of you. Burn that house down. Burn it down. Burn it down. Burn that house down. Like seven different tapes. And then, all right, they've got the fire. They're bringing it in the armored vehicle. All right, the fire is placed. The fire is on. The fire is lit. All right, the cabin is now collapsing. Good job, everybody. And they're like, oh, no, you didn't hear that. Those are fake audio tapes. And then they went, well, yeah, that is what you heard, but it doesn't mean that. And I'm like, oh, okay. Hey, welcome to Planet Hoax, the new magazine. Big, I think it's maybe my favorite cover. They've all been incredible. Welcome to Planet Hoax. The team just takes a lot of my ideas and just really brings them to life. Incredible. We got some world-class graphics people over there. Welcome to Planet Hoax and the war on reality, because that's what it is. See, if you can say 2 plus 2 equals 4, you are free. That's why I saw this a year ago and believed it, because that's what Cheryl Isbury said was next in the plan, former head of policy, Department of Education. But because they already did that in the Soviet Union to the underclasses that they wanted to control, because they're supposedly classless, but they really were, a class society with a technocracy and the communist on top. They said in there that they were going to go to, and you can read this in her book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, available at InfoWarsStore.com if you want to support us and get educated, that... Well, there's actually a Department of Education internal cartoon where it shows the kid at the end of the brainwashing tour not being able to say 2 plus 2 equals 4. Because that is the goal. That is the goal, where illegal aliens are above the law, the government's above the law, the Congress can insider trade, senators can have 12-year-old boyfriends, but you are going to go to jail for an NRA sticker. And every movie and every show has checkpoints on the highways to get you ready for it, and martial law, and they're sitting there in the show we're going to get to in the next hour. Greg Powell's is coming up, and then Mike Adams as well, on the Monsanto Protection Act, publicly written by them to give them total liability protection to infect your crops, or if you get sick from their crops that grow pesticide in it, so it kills the bugs that eat it. Man, you don't need pesticide anymore. It grows its own pesticide, and then we eat it. And that's Planet Hoax. I mean, people don't need to know why that's bad. Okay, all right, Planet Hoax. Welcome to Planet Hoax. And the new issue of Planet Hoax is available. Get it. Order it in groups of 10 up to 100. Become a micro distributor. Sell them in your store to get your money back. I don't care. Big, giant, glossy. Famous artists censored from war publication. Conflict in history. No more hesitation, just kill. An in-depth report on the targets of small children where they admit they're training to shoot them. Homeland Security wanted it. Boy stops murder plot with gun. National media ignores it. Comrades, turn in your weapons. The fact that gun control always is followed by mass murder and enslavement. L.A. Times announces white men are terrorists, an expansion on our previous report. Scorecard, how many rights have Americans lost? 10 giant media and government hoaxes written by Alex Jones with an expansion by Paul Watson. The big dogs on Wall Street are nervous. Democide, another expanded report with graphics on 260 plus million killed by government. How they're the number one threat. The ammo buy hoax, saying there is no ammo being bought. 30 facts about the coming crisis that will change the lives of everyone on the planet. Internet Plan B, the New York 7. South by Southwest recap, where they're trying to ban handing out this evil magazine, and a lot more. The special forward by yours truly, Did You Know There's a War On for Reality? And notes from the InfoWars magazine publisher, Alex Jones. So that is just some of what's in their letters to the editor. Just look at these graphics in here. I mean, you know, even the ads are something to feast the eyes on. So people are freaking out, even people in the magazine business over this, and it's just going to get better and better. It's just going to get more and more hardcore. It's just going to get more. Oh, I forgot the best part, folks. The best part is the Dianne Feinstein centerfold. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not joking. We have her head on Betty Page's body in a bathing suit with a devil tail and everything. And we just want these hung up in legal and lawful areas, all 110,000 of them. Oh, I hate being ridiculed. Welcome to Planet Hoax. Hi, I'm Dianne Feinstein, and I love liberty. April Fools, it's the April issue, and it's like Gangnam Style. Hey, sexy lady. She was a beauty queen. Oh, my goodness. Gotta love it. So that was my idea as well. I'm not bragging. I'm just letting you know where these weird ideas come from. I get all the blame, or Constitution free zones. Just it's all covered in here. It's all the Democide page is really important. And you're like, well, I know about Democide. Really? Do your neighbors know about Democide? These are magazines people can't put down. Skip this network break coming up because I've gotten behind here. I'm just in a good mood. I survived this big giant piece of plastic blowing out of a city refuse truck and getting on the front of my vehicle. I got off the highway while driving 70 miles an hour. Hey, let's get to the big news up at Infowars.com right now. 40-plus officers and ATF agents raid home of YouTube gun personality, FPS Russia, and his partner got his head blown off recently. Maybe they're investigating that, but I doubt it. And American terrorist in Syria was working for CIA, says father, Piers Morgan, Adam Lanza, was an NRA member with no proof, and says that NRA members need to be looked at as mass murderers. See, this is the purge, folks. This is a cult military globalist takeover. Where they're going to say gun owners and conservatives and libertarians are the enemy. And then now Al-Qaeda's good, you're bad. And I know you know that, but I mean, do you realize the magnitude of how bad these guys are? The only way to turn this around is to admit how much trouble we're in. And then it continues. Pat Robertson on DHS arms buildup. Who are they going to shoot? Us? And Skynet drones working together for Homeland Security. That's a quote. I'm calling them Skynet now. I told you. That's a Pentagon term from the 70s. Yeah, it's art imitating life, folks. Not the other way around. Homeland Security demands obedience in message to agents. And media demonizes patriots as serial killers. That's our TV nightly news report with myself and David Knight last night, breaking down the following where, again, and the whole episode, obviously we can't put it up there because of copyright. We can put a short clip up for fair use, shot off one of our iPhones. Again, they all worship this top master psycho. And I was talking to Will Jones, who actually watches the show. He said that the main cast is like the main guys winning right now. It's kind of like a survivor for psychos who can do the best terror attacks are patriots. Right-wing police officers are terrorists. You're all going to be purged. I mean, you watch this. They're scripting, and all these airheads are watching this, even though it has no connection to reality. I know Oklahoma City. Yeah, another Fast and Furious. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Libertarians did that like the Easter Bunny's going to really be laying eggs this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, maybe you believe that. I mean, yeah, people believe Santa Claus is real. I know that's a conspiracy theory. We're going to be covering it all, but before I get to this report, here's Pat Robertson, again, he did a full report on this, but here's a clip of it, saying columns of armored vehicles, he was reporting on our story that was on Drudge, the Infowars.com story from DrudgeReport.com, and he was going over the 2 billion bullets, and he says, who are they for? Us. Well, yeah, it's actually for Christians. That's why the Southern Baptist Convention says turn our guns in. The Catholic Church says repeal the Second Amendment. Everybody's been told, we're taking over, you get in line. So all their operatives in every major denomination, you name it, are now saying the government is God. If you go to any major church this weekend, you will hear that message. Do what the government tells you. Take the shots. Turn your guns in. Because it's called clergy response teams. They're paid by FEMA and Homeland Security. I mean, how creepy is that? It's a body snatcher style takeover. Let's go ahead and go to Pat Robertson. Here it is.
Long trains full of armored vehicles, personnel carriers with armor. What are they for? The army going into battle against the enemy? They're used by Homeland Security against us. Ronald Reagan said the most fearful statement in the English language is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you.
Oh boy, I totally
agree. Imagine what Homeland Security is doing. It's just awful. But we're going to talk about how much ammunition they're stockpiling. Who are they going to shoot? Us?
And and right wing watch that posts that, like they're the authority. Like when they post something, it means it's bad. You go to their site, they say it's not true. Usually that's a military operation. This is going on publicly, and they won't give Congress details. It's a continuity of government buildup because we've been taken over by a foreign government. These are collaborators. And if we don't have a major debate about this, if we don't force this out and then point out this buildup's happening, they're going to get it built up, stage the event, and have the takeover. But if we, that's why they have to keep saying, doesn't exist, because they can't have a debate about it because it's checkmate. We've got them in check right now. I've said for 1 year, when it was a billion bullets, you know, 8-9 months ago, and I said the armored vehicles, the tanks, the proof of their preparation for war with us is the proof the government's illegitimate and bad. And it's been going on for decades, but it's 3 or 4 orders of magnitude bigger now. And they're going operational with the brainwashing they never did before. That means they're getting ready to drop the hammer or thinking about it. And I'm saying, drop that gun, New World Order. Drop that gun, Obama. You want gun control? How about gun control for you? Here's part of my report. The whole thing's like 12 minutes long. There's about 10 minutes of it. Here is the report, and it's now going up at InfoWars.com for radio listeners. You can also go get it there and share it. Alex Jones calls for gun confiscation, but not the type the establishment's calling for, and it gets people thinking. Here it is.
War has been declared on the Second Amendment. War has been declared on the entire Bill of Rights, but we've always known, and our founders warned us, that when they come for the guns, you know your nation is in dire peril. That's why the founders called for gun control, and that's why I'm now endorsing it. No, not gun control over the people, who are the source of liberty and justice, and wherever firearms are found, evil is restrained, as Thomas Jefferson said. No, I'm calling for government and the illegal standing army that is Homeland Security, a fifth branch of the military that admits its mission is to suppress gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, Christians. This is the globalist corporate takeover army. And they've used the fake pretext of terrorism to set this up. And now they're telling us, forget about Al-Qaeda. The new terrorists are domestic conservative gun owners who won't turn their guns in. They want to have a civil war in this country. That's their smokescreen to have a purge. And so I am calling for the standing army that is Homeland Security and the thousands of armored vehicles, the tanks, the helicopters, the 2 billion rounds of ammunition to be handed over to the Department of Defense, who has been very resistant in the last 20 years towards the RAND Corporation and the globalist commands to become a domestic military. Everything the system has done is to condition us to accept this so that the globalists can fully implode the economy and accelerate their social engineering. America is under attack from within and without by the globalist. And I also call for collaborators like Dianne Feinstein, Bloomberg, Michael Moore, John McCain, and others to relinquish their firearms to the local government and to declare that they are giving up their taxpayer paid for bodyguards in the case of the senators and people like Mayor Bloomberg, who has more than 15 people on his security detail. These people are unbelievable hypocrites who do not want you to be able to protect your family because they know the Second Amendment has become a beachhead of liberty. And these globalists are desperate that the public not learn of the FBI statistics that are collected from local governments across the United States that conclusively show since 1991, violent crime has dropped 49%. It's going straight down because gun ownership is going straight up. Gun ownership goes up, crime rates go down. It is a fact. And the system is panicking over that, that Chicago and New York and other places where only the government mafia has firearms are crime-ridden bastions of oppression. Think about it. We see a giant Homeland Security arms buildup, and then we get their terror training manuals, and they announce their new number one enemy is gun owners and people that won't turn their firearms in. This is an authoritarian takeover. This is an attempt to sell their purge against the American people. That's why we've got to use the First Amendment. now like we never have before, or we're going to lose this entire country. The globalists are coming in here testing the waters to see if they can sell the public on a civil war with Homeland Security as a standing army waging war against the American people who value the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and our sacred republic. Moment, I'll get into their overall battle plan to disarm this once free nation. But first, I wanted to just show you a few of the hundreds and hundreds of clips that are online showing surveillance footage where different gangs of thugs come into businesses, come into homes, come into public places and attempt to rob and attack the peaceful population, and where citizens stand up as true guardians of liberty and defend themselves and those around them.
And then it's video after video that many of you have seen. This is only a small compilation. I think we're going to make a master compilation. There's thousands of these. But these are just some of the recent ones. In the last few months where, you know, they go into stores, they go into businesses, they go into casinos and aim guns at people or start shooting people, and people shoot back and kill them. I always wonder, the criminals can't ever shoot very good because they shoot like from the movies. They like turn the gun upside down or at an angle. I love how the gun owners, the business people that actually live in the real world, not in the Hollywood world, they always get behind cover immediately and start killing, which is a good natural thing. I don't enjoy killing normally. But if you're trying to hurt me, I have a killer instinct, and I'll put a good guy up against a bad guy anytime. The good guys can just really turn it loose, man, because they're defending themselves. They're in the right. Man in the wrong can't stand up against a man on the right who keeps on coming. I love how this guy gets shot out the door, and he's like begging. Listen to this. Oh. A lot of these guys ended up dying in these videos. One time he's shooting at somebody, and the guy, he turns to run, the guy shoots right in the back. People get on such power trips, criminals. See? Oh, but Shepard Fairey, who's made $50 million or whatever it is off his commie posters, obeying all that. Oh, he says you're a Satanist if you own a gun, but he doesn't do stuff about North Korean dictators or communists. He likes them. He makes posters about how they're good, and then makes communist-style posters for Obama, you know, that famous red and blue one, red, white, and blue one. People are like, oh, that's America. No, those were copies of Stalin and Lenin paintings from the 20s, 30s, and 40s. See, he likes that. The state has the guns. That's not Satan. No, that's good. That's the state is God. That's God. You, the individual having a gun, that's Satan to a communist. You see, God's all about free will, the God of the Bible. But see, the devil is all about you not having free will. So see, those that are under the devil's control, whether you believe the devil or not, that construct, that man, that archetype, that cloak, that consciousness does not like you being free. Of course Satan doesn't want you to have guns. Satan wants to murder you and your family as slowly and as painfully as possible.
Not only are the nanny state criminals desperate that you not learn that more guns means less crime, they're also scared of all the local newscast every day in this country. There's thousands of these videos online showing citizens protecting themselves from vicious robbers, criminals, and rapists. They are scared of the fact that the common sense that we have a responsibility to protect ourselves is beginning to get out there. The globalist mafia wants you to be dependent, wants you to be a victim, wants you to be scared, wants you waiting 15 minutes for the police to arrive, calling 911 instead of protecting yourself. That's what this is all about. Dianne Feinstein, Michael Moore, all of these people that have their own bodyguards are trying to smother the liberty movement.
That's right. And it's a total desperate attack. And I notice all these so-called leftists we've had on who have interesting perspectives. Now, there's an unwritten thing. Won't ever come on my show now. And like RT's aligned with Obama now, that they'll never have me on. And it's because this is the full collectivist takeover. The bankers are making their move. All their agents are...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All
of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.